60 seconds away from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, quick question. Does anybody here remember what happiness feels like? It's been a long time.
What? All the time.
I think, does it feel like when your nose gets kind of stuffed up, so you take nasal decongestant, then you look at the box and you're like, oh, that's laxative. So then you end up spending the rest of the afternoon in the bathroom?
Wow.
Is that what happiness feels like?
You know what? Everyone, hey, Jose, everyone has a different definition.
Well, maybe we can remember if we take a look at the happiest people in the world. So who do you think the happiest people are? Movie stars, tech billionaires, Ellen DeGeneres? She's always dancing around. She's got to be happy, right?
Yeah.
Well, according to a new study, researchers found that the happiest people overall are actually women who aren't married and don't have any kids.
Yeah. Even what is not shocking news?
There's a lot of pressure for women to get married. They say managing a husband and children actually causes a lot of extra stress, which makes married women feel less happy than their single, unattached female counterparts who are just out there enjoying the single life.
I will say, my girlfriends that are not married and don't have kids, they are traveling like crazy. And they'll be like out on a Wednesday night at some like event. I'm like, what?
And you're up with
it's Wednesday
sick
night. I'm making macaroni and cheese in my sweatpants at home.
Study also found that single women usually live longer than married women. And they're healthier, both physically and mentally.
Yeah.
However, the research shows that marriage and children does actually help men. It found married men are more joyful and live longer lives than single men. So
really?
Yeah, because
we're all pretty much screwed.
What?
Yeah. All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come to the studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked at the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last time. Who'd you get?
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because there's the almond that's been in here for almost a month. And now there's a half peanut or a half almond also in there.
Nice. More nuts.
Brooke. Mm. And also plug Jubal's Instagram.
Oh, that's nice.
Follow me at Jubal Fresh on Instagram. Check it out. That's cool.
But Brooke got it. Why are we plugging Brooke since I don't know?
I have no idea. But that's what the thing said to do. That's what it said to do.
All okay. Right.
Brooke's grabbing the shot collar while she puts that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shot collar question of the day.
Today, the typical duties of a police officer might include patrolling a neighborhood, looking out for suspicious activity, and maybe even arresting suspected criminals. But did you know, back in the 1920s, officers had another important responsibility. During that time, police units were assigned to patrol the beaches all along the east coast of America. And they were sent there for one specific reason that was considered crucial for the well-being of America. What was their official police duty while at the beach?
Looking out for hotties. Okay, 1920s, so we're thinking prohibition time. So people, I mean, things are pretty prude in America at that time, is my first thought. So what if it's some sort of like skin police? Where if you're wearing too skimpy of clothes, then you can get a ticket. And
I think that's a thing because they could measure from like your knee, like, oh, your swimsuit couldn't be this many inches above
And literally, those poor women, I don't know how they didn't drown in all that fabric they had to wear to the beach. It was a lot of fabric.
Caps and stuff.
And I think the swimsuits used to be made out of wool back in the
day. So.
Yeah.
And weights.
Mm-hmm. Don't swim. Okay, so that's one thought. Just patrolling skimpy bikinis.
Did they have lifeguards yet? Maybe they were just there to literally be lifeguards and make sure no kids are drowning or people are going too far out.
I mean, that's a very logical answer. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's too easy.
Too easy.
Yeah.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Did you know, back in the 1920s, police officers had another important responsibility for their job. During that time, units were assigned to patrol the beaches all along the east coast of America, and they were sent there for one specific reason that was considered crucial for the well-being of the country. What was their official police duty while at the beach?
Okay, so my other thought is if we're still talking the 20s, like maybe there were smugglers who were smuggling alcohol into the country.
Through the East Coast.
And they were looking for literally just bottles of alcohol washing up on the shore. Because they would come out to the shore and then just dump it, and then it would wash up on the shore, and then people would go out and grab it.
That's good, because he said crucial to America. So if someone's smuggling...
Bathing suits or alcohol?
Both crucial.
I know. I'm going to go with they were looking for bottles of alcohol on the beach. washing up on the shore.
I like that answer.
Back in the 1920s, American police officers used to patrol the beaches all along the eastern seaboard, and they would walk up and down the coastline looking for one specific threat. But instead of carrying around batons with them, officers carried measuring tape.
Dang it!
So they could literally measure women's bathing suits to make sure they were suitable and not showing too much skin above the knee or around the arms. You did. And it's really funny because if a bathing suit was deemed too revealing, the officer would actually escort the woman off the beach and sometimes even arrest her for indecent exposure.
Oh, wow. My God.
That went on until the 1940s.
Well, and you know what? I'm pretty sure it's coming back the way this country's going. But whatever.
All right, you got it wrong. And somebody wanted to hear Fergalicious by Fergie. So you see that before you get shocked.
All right. It's so delicious. I don't remember this.
It's hot, hot.
I'm Fergalicious. Tasty. Fergalicious. No!
Oh, my God.
I don't remember
it. It's also learning a new language.
It does.
Fergalicious.
Fergalicious. Tasty. Defamation. What is going on?
Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.